The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come,' give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test." And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey. I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything. I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he'll get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you'll receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asked for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asked for an egg? You then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. Tonight in the convent up the road, we start our 8-day retreat. And it's an Ignatian 8-day retreat. The spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius are among the most efficacious tools to arrive at conversion of life and growth in holiness. St. Ignatius gives us various ways in which we can do spiritual exercises. He mentions meditation. He mentions contemplation. He mentions examination of conscience. And then he says, and other activities. Later on in the textbook of the spiritual exercises, St. Ignatius gives us other ways in which we can pray. And it's related to the gospel today. You take a formal prayer that you know, the creed, maybe the act of contrition, maybe an act of faith, hope, charity, the Hail Mary, or the Our Father. And you take that prayer and you just go through it very slowly, meditating upon those words, relishing those words. In Spanish, saboreando, if you know Spanish, okay? Beautiful word in Spanish, saboreando, which is English for to relish or to savor those words. So I like to take that prayer, which is the Lord's Prayer, and dissect it and give you a few ideas for your own meditation. There are two versions of the Our Father. You heard the Lucan version today, which is actually shorter. Then they have the vision, rather the version of St. Matthew. So the two different versions of the Our Father. The Lucan version today and the one of St. Matthew. So let's take the prayer that you say so often and let's shed some light on it. First, our Lord says, Our Father. He could have said, My Father. But He says, Our Father. So if He says, Our Father, that means that all of us, are sons and daughters of the same Father, so all of us are brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen? And Paul says, it doesn't matter if you're Greek or Jew or slave or free man. In LA you say, it doesn't matter if you're a Mexican, you're a Filipino, an American. What matters is that we're all sons and daughters of the same Father, therefore we form the same family. We form the same family. And we should love each other, as Jesus says, love one another as I've loved you. Our Father, who art in heaven. Heaven. My friends, we do not meditate enough on heaven. If we would meditate more on heaven, we could carry our cross better. Because, my friends, life is very short. Life is very ephemeral. Right? Life is very transitory and life is very uncertain. Try every day at least to spend 1 minute thinking about heaven. At least 1 minute. Teresa of Avila says, our life on earth is como una mala noche en una mala taberna. You know, Spanish. It's pretty good. She says, our life is like one night in a lousy hotel. Mala taberna. Huh? One night in a lousy hotel with no air conditioning, some cucarachas, you know, bad smell, some cholos that are maybe exploding their guns, no? Life is short. Life is short. So if we can have our eyes fixed on heaven, we can carry the heaviest crosses. Because life comes to a screeching halt very quickly. Amen? Hallowed be thy name. What does that mean? Probably think about Halloween, huh? Hallowed be thy name. God's name is worthy of praise. His name is worthy of praise. We praise the name of the Lord. Especially the name of Jesus. What does St. Paul say in his letter to the Filipinos? I get that wrong at times. I got to go back and study the order of the New Testament. Not Filipino, Philippians, right? Okay, yeah. Fulton Sheen said, a lector got up and said, a letter Paul to the theologians. No? At the name of Jesus, every knee in heaven and earth and beneath the earth should bow. So we want to praise the name of the Lord with our lips, but also with our lives. Amen? Yeah. With our lips, but also with our lives. Then Jesus says, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. How often have you meditated upon the kingdom of God? It's one of the most common themes in the New Testament. Where is the kingdom? In the tabernacle, right? Isn't the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, in His house? How about in your soul if you're living in the state of grace? St. Teresa of Avila calls it the interior castle, right? The interior castle is not a castle in Spain. That interior castle is your own heart, your own soul. And if we recognize that, we would sin very little. We sin because we forget about our innate dignity. Yeah. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. In the classic written by Dante Alighieri, the Divine Comedy, you English majors, no? You arrive at the heights there, heaven. What is written on the door of heaven? In God's will is our peace. This is Dante, the Divine Comedy. In God's will is our peace. If we want to experience peace, we have to try to discern what is God's will and carry it out. And carry it out. I don't often quote Napoleon Bonaparte, but now and then I will. Napoleon Bonaparte said, the words I can't exist in the dictionary of the fool. I kind of like that. The words I can't are in the dictionary of the fool. We can with God's help. With God's help, we can move the mountains. You ever see the movie Little Boy? Mm-hmm. Little Boy. With God's grace, we can move mountains. Then Jesus says, give us this day our daily bread. By that, Jesus is addressing our whole person. By saying that, we're We're begging for health so that we can work and we can pay our bills, okay? Not to go on welfare, okay? We're praying for health. You're a healthy person. You're relatively young. You work so that you can pay your bills. No freebies, no. Earn the bread by the sweat of your brow. So give us this day our daily bread. We're praying for health so that we can work, so that we can pay our bills. Amen? Then when we say, give us this day our daily bread, it's also related to the Word of God. When I was in Rome for 7 years, I went to an ordination of a deacon in the Maronite rite. They're Catholics, but it's a different rite. And most of these were from Lebanon and from the Mideast. And I studied with some of them at the Angelicum. So they invited me to go to their deacon ordination. I remember three things. This is 40 years ago. I remember three things. They all had black beards. They used more incense than my two illustrious altar boys here. Today there's no incense, no? But I remember also, in the rite of ordination, are you looking at me? The bishop did this. They were better at balancing it than me, okay? But he put a Bible on the head. When I was watching that, I was laughing and said, this is comical. What the heck is happening? Then I went back and I was reflecting upon it. I said, what a beautiful gesture. What do you think it means? To become a deacon in the Maronite, you have to do a balancing act of the Bible on your head? No, we want the Word of God where? In your noggin, right? Yes. That's give us this day our daily bread. We want the Word of God to sink into our mind. Amen? And then the third interpretation of give us this day our daily bread would be the Eucharist, Holy Communion. So I think when Jesus gave us the Our Father, he thought about those three different dimensions of the human person. His body, his mind, and his soul. Amen? We're praying for health, so we can work, that we would fill our minds with the Word of God and fill our hearts with the bread of life. Amen? Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses. Finish it. Otherwise it's a truncated sentence, right? You got to finish the sentence. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So if we want to be forgiven, it's a two-way street, we have to forgive those who have offended us. And my friends, the best way to do it is as soon as someone hurts you, forgive the person and pray for the person. Amen? As soon as the person hurts you, whoever it might be, Forgive the person and pray for the person immediately. If you do that, most likely you've won the battle. If you don't do it right away, you're probably going to lose the battle and start to become angry and resentful against that person. It's the way it is. And living with resentment, living out with resentment, what acid is to the stomach, resentment is to the soul. Hello? What does acid do to the stomach? It burns ulcers in your stomach lining, right? So what acid does to the stomach, resentment does to the soul. So we have to learn the art of forgiving by begging the Holy Spirit. Jesus says we should ask the Holy Spirit in the gospel today. Now lead us not into temptation. All right. All of us are very, very weak. All of us are very, very weak. This is a Carmelite parish. So I think I have full liberty to quote Carmelite saints, don't I? Well, then I'll quote one. I'll quote the little flower. Saint Therese said this, I would be capable of carrying out the most heinous crimes, sins in the whole world if God did not watch over me. Capable of doing the worst sins in the world. You know what she said? Related to Our Father, I haven't committed so many serious sins because God cleared the path. God cleared the path. Try to imagine that after this Mass, we're going to have a foot race. Okay, we're going to have a race. We're going to run the 100, okay? No, we're going to run the 100. Okay, what would happen to run the 100? You got branches, you got trunks there, you got rocks. What's going to happen is most of us are going to trip and end up in the hospital. But if the path is cleared, we'll be able to run the 100. At least under a minute, okay? We'll be able to run it without tripping. So, for us to make it to heaven, we have to say, Lord, clear the path. You ever hear of St. Philip Neri? St. Philip Neri, when he was a lay person, said, Lord, keep your hand upon Philip, lest he betray you. Then once he became a priest, he said, Lord, keep both of your hands on Philip, lest he betray you. I like that. Philip was saying, I'm capable of the most heinous sins without the grace of God. Let me tell you a story of two saints. Two fathers of the church quarreling. It was St. Augustine and St. Jerome. They lived at the same time. And St. Jerome was actually talking to Augustine, said, you committed all those sexual sins in your past. I mean, look at that. You lived the life of a playboy until you're in your 30s. And Augustine said this, the only reason why you didn't do the same is because of the grace of God. And the only reason why I have been converted from that is the grace of God. That shut up Jerome. That's why Augustine is known as the Doctor of Grace. Right, Grace? He's known as the doctor of grace. If we can do any good, it's God's grace. If we can avoid any temptation, it's God's grace. If we're going to make it to heaven, it's God's grace. As the psalmist says, not to us, but to you, the honor and glory and praise forever and ever. Amen. And then we end, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. What does that mean? Deliver us from evil means when we do fall into sin, deliver us from evil by making good confessions. Amen? You like my interpretation? Deliver me from evil. Okay, I've got evil within me. Help me to confess it to the Lord, and I'll be freed from evil. So I've given you a catechesis on the Our Father. So next time you pray the Our Father, maybe take the Our Father, spend a whole hour just relishing, going through word for word for word over the most famous prayer in the world. And we might also say the words of the disciples, Lord, teach us how to pray. Amen.